The American dream has become a nightmare.
Sign all right, folks, we're back on hour two. We're back for hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, William Repellum. Before we do anything, please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, and donate the much-needed fundage to keep the station going, and so we can continue to deliver red pills and the news and our opinions and the truth. So I got some text from my colleague Greg, who I did the interview with, Leo Cullinan, the guy we mentioned before, the guy that the Jews have defamed as a neo-Nazi and called him a neo-Nazi, and he died, right? And they tarnished his good name. Well, so this is the words of Gregory McGill, and he's been on here too. We'd love to have him on sometimes. I'd love to have him back on. Greg, if you're listening, call in if you can. But he said, even if he wasn't murdered, the press and Antifa are having a field day basically pissing on his grave. That's what street-level activism gets you, delivers right into their rubbing hands, making us look bad and calling us white supremacists, etc. And now his kids have to grow up hearing that BS. Yeah, it's so terrible for his poor kids, you know, his family. I feel really bad for them. And I do have to agree. I really think this the most powerful thing we can do is information, is getting the truth out. Whether that's boots on the ground, getting information out, or doing it on the radio, or talking to your friends, you know, meeting new people, getting out there, and just continuing to have those conversations with people. Hey, anybody told you about the Jews yet? That conversation. And I don't know. I guess it depends on what part of the country you live in, but probably a lot of people are going to be wanting to know what the heck is going on, because things are upside down. And then this Larry Fink is a real good one to break in with, I think. You know, it's BlackRock of CEO. Nobody likes these creeps at the top of these asset management companies that tyrannize everybody with their massive trillion-dollar hedge funds, their control of all the corporations. Everybody on the left and right hates that stuff. So it's a good entry point for letting people know about the Jews and their terrible Talmudic horror. So Mike in Kentucky, thank you for waiting and sticking over. I wanted to kind of start the show off with a little bit of its own character and then start over. I held you over before, so let's just start from the beginning, if you don't mind.
Well, I was just, I like every now and then Facebook throws up these memories, and I was kind of forced or tricked into joining Facebook about 11 years ago. People were sending fake emails, and I was found out that they had posted stuff about my work product and place where I worked at the time. So these memories pop up, and one of them was a 7-year-old story that a page that Republic Broadcasting had put up, and it's not been fact-checked because it can't be. It's from a book from 1944, and it's this H. Shewett, H-E-W-E-T, Assistant Secretary of something or another. The title of it, if you wanted to try to search for it, British Ministry of Truth said in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created to distract from the USSR massacres. And Greg Bacon originates the story over on a page called Abundant Hope. But a lot of these links, including the photo bucket screenshot of this book, are gone. I happen to have saved it, or I was able to save it, from where I downloaded it and reposted it in my Facebook memory. So even though the photo bucket screenshot's gone, but you can use the Wayback Machine and find it. I think I was able to do that. But the gist of what it says is that that the Bolsheviks cannot be reformed, and in order to save ourselves and them, we've got to come up with this atrocity propaganda of the German Holocaust in order to distract from the Holodomor, basically. And in this story, it says there exists no document signed by Hitler, Himmler, or Heydrich speaking of exterminating the Jews, and the word extermination does not appear in the letter from Hermann Göring to Heydrich concerning the final solution of the Jewish question. That's a quote, and it doesn't say in this particular story where it's at, but it gets into the whole thing about the chimneys being too short to be incinerating that many bodies, and the letters that are detailed in this go to clergy, and I think the title of the book has something to do with Poland. But Allied War Diplomacy is the particular chapter that this is in. It's the Provisional Government of Poland. And anyway...
Mike, so what was the name of the book again? Can you just repeat
it? I'm trying to find it here. I'm trying to find the book. The article's not that well
put together. And who was the article? Who was the author?
Well, it's RBN. I mean, it's on the RBN webpage from 2016, May the 19th, 2016. Like I said, it came up in a Facebook memory where I shared it. I saved the book screenshot because I wanted a copy of it. And it's got the barcode on there with the ISDN number. It's by, I can't hardly see it. Let me hit my Windows. But I shared it onto the Facebook page. If you want to go find RBN's Facebook page and scroll down their posts, I shared it as a 7-year-old Facebook memory. The name of the, it's too blurry to see, Edward J. something. I can't read his name. Provisional Government of Poland, and then I think the name of the book is Allied Wartime Diplomacy. And then this particular two pages, somebody has put boxes around one of the letters to the British clergy. But then when I screenshot it, I underlined some of the stuff, and I think that's what I posted on the Republic Broadcasting page. So you'd have to go down through there on the Facebook page and find it from where I posted it about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think. Like I said, it came up as a Facebook memory where I shared it in probably in May of 2016. So maybe it's a month ago. But there's several things that just blow the whole Holocaust narrative out of the water. In other words, the idea that they needed to... they needed to distract the public as the war was coming to a close in 1944. It says, experience has shown the best distraction is atrocity propaganda directed against the enemy. Unfortunately, the public is no longer susceptible as in the days of the, I don't know what they're referencing here, the corpse factory, the mutilated Belgian babies, and the Crutchfield crucified Canadians. So he's urging the ministers or the clergy. It says, your cooperation is therefore earnestly sought to distract the public's attention from the doings of the Red Army by your wholehearted support of various charges against the Germans and the Japanese, which have been and will be put into circulation by the ministry. Your expression of belief in such may convince others. And it says, I am, sir, your obedient servant, signed H. Hewitt, Assistant Secretary. And then it has a disclaimer on both of these letters. It says the ministry can enter into no correspondence of any kind with regard to this communications, which should only be disclosed to responsible persons. And the book was from 1958, quoting these 1944 letters. Here it is, Allied Wartime Diplomacy, A Pattern in Poland, as written by Edward J. Rosnick. The barcoded library sticker is on there with its ISDN number. It goes, it's from pages 209 to 210. And they're calling it the British Ministry of Truth, is and was actually aware. Actually, the British, okay, it's actually called the British Ministry of Information, excelled in disseminating propaganda aimed at Germany during World War II, including the almost immediate unauthorized rejection of Hitler's offer of peace terms in 1940 to England instead of an all-out war. So they, you know, obviously they wanted the war. They got America. It was already cranking up the industrial complex in order to supply everything, but...
what was the body, the government body called again? It was the British.
They call in this article, they're mockingly calling it the Ministry of Truth, but it's the British Ministry of Information. The British.
Well, you know what? I mean, back then, so that was back in World War II, British Ministry of Information.
1944 is when these letters were sent out.
So the British Ministry of Information would like to see how many, you know, what Jews created that. You know what I mean? Because it seems like all of this control of information and trying to control the narrative, it's always Jews doing it. So then it would be nice to go investigate that and see which Jews were behind
but
it.
They have to have a lot of lackeys and men and cooperative people that are going along to make money on both sides of this crap, these manufactured wars.
Always.
So, yeah, there's a lot of...
They're good at that, too.
Dupes or yes men that are going along with it, you know.
They always trace it back, though, and you can find the Jews. You can find them. But I don't go and do all that research myself, but I would love it if somebody else would, because I'm lazy.
Listen, there is a rabbi mentioned here. You might like to look up this dastardly guy. They asked the question, you know, about how did they know about some of this stuff, and there is this agitator mentioned. The Allied leaders had detailed aerial photos, none of which corroborated the hysterical claims that were made by Zionist agitators like Rabbi Stephen Wise and others around the world. It simply wasn't true. There was no gassing of people going on, only for lice. The story was what is this? It must be a British expression. The story was a cheese with many, many holes, and it was judged as problematic. As a consequence, the Allied leadership specifically removed any references to gas chambers in their wartime atrocity propaganda, even under diplomatic dispatches, because there was no proof. And that's a book entitled, that's a quote from a book called Allied Diplomacy in Wartime, the Samizdat Resource Book, pages 108 to 110. Anyway, this article is quite extensive. I'm not real happy with the way it's put together. I like to see things cited and footnoted a little better. But it's a news article that is reprinted from.
Give me the title again.
If you can find it on the RBN page, the easiest way to do it would be to find it on their Facebook page where I reposted it. The title of the article is, and it's republicbroadcasting.org/news/British-ministry-of-truth-said. You know, there's a dash between every word. But it's British Ministry of Truth said in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created to distract from the USSR massacres. So, you know, it's just a hot topic, and I just happened to run across it like a month ago and reposted it. So with these debate shows going on and stuff, nobody's mentioned that yet that I've heard. But it pretty much blows it all out of the water that it was started as a hysterical rabbi's.
Yeah, I found it.
And the ministry picked up on it.
Yeah, British Ministry of Truth said in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created to distract from USS massacre. So if you just go to like your search bar and you go Republic Broadcasting and then like you said, British Ministry of Truth, and this will come up. You don't have to put dashes in or anything. It'll just find it.
It's a specific HTML dash, you know.
Yeah, but that'll come up for you. You just put it in the search. The way that the see that that's called search page, that's called search engine optimizations. So that's called SEO. Yeah. When they put dashes in between the words, it's just a way of optimizing so the search engine can find the term in the URL. That's just how it works.
Where you try to search and something that just magically is not findable unless you have the exact address. But
right.
So what I was getting at is that photo bucket of the book, the screenshot, when I looked at it a month ago, it was missing. And so I downloaded it from my Facebook memory where I had screenshot it and uploaded it. So it's a full resolution screenshot and you can read it. It's not blurry, you know, when you zoom in on it.
Yeah.
So
let me read what it says here because there's just a few things here. I just want to get into it a little bit. Okay, millions of bodies burned. The Auschwitz chimney to nowhere is not even attached to the building and has no opening. Appears it was fabricated as a scam prop after the war. Okay, mass graves of millions. Extensive testing of soil samples and ground-penetrating radar proves 100% the Treblinka ground never disturbed. Okay, so a Zyklon B, just a bug spray that kills lice, causing blue staining, clothing and bed and delousing chamber at Madonic Camp. And B, Auschwitz gas chamber, no blue stains equals fake gas chambers. See, the blue stains were in where they cleaned the clothing off. There's no blue staining in the actual things they claim to be gas chambers. I mean, that's part of it right there. And the whole thing that they're going to go and get on top of the roof and the German soldiers are going to drop pellets down in through open holes in a so-called gas chamber that isn't even sealed up doesn't make any sense to physics at all. It makes no sense at all. People would have been dying on the outside. The door swung open both ways. There was no way to seal it up. I mean, it's just asinine when anybody who does any just like 5 minutes of analysis on it.
Well, the hardcore evidence to me that it was instigated as a propaganda thing is that Ministry of Information. You know, that opens it up to start questioning the rest of it. But I've heard so many people. I had an uncle and my dad both, and other people that was in the military that was over there that took the tours of. Auschwitz or wherever, you know, they bought into the whole thing without questioning any of it.
Well, yeah, we all did.
Yeah, well, and you're cautioned not to. I mean, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, John Hagee repeats 1,000 times. What is that?
Oh, mean? Right, exactly.
Yeah, 62,400 62,400 repetitions make one truth, said Aldous Huxley. And I found it. May the 22nd. I posted it on the Facebook page, and that if you download, right click and download that image of that book, it'll be full resolution. You can read it for yourself. I underscored or underlined part of it. Well, maybe not in that copy, but
Allied wartime diplomacy, right?
Yeah, that one to me. That if you're dealing with anybody who is a hardcore Holocaust, you're a hater, you're a Holocaust denier, then you gotta put that in front of them and say, go find your own copy at the library if you think this is fake. I've done that since the mid-90s when I've heard fantastic stuff claimed on shortwave or talk radio, going back to Chuck Carter and For the People. I go to the library and look it up and hold it in my hand, and I'm like, well, it's true.
You know, they don't care about the truth, Mike. The truth doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them. You can put any kind of information in front of them at all. They don't care about that. Let me give an example. Sylvia Stoltz trial. You know, Sylvia Stoltz was the woman who defended Ert Zundel. And by the way, that's where I started. I started with David Cole's video and Ert Zundel's their videos they did together. And then Off Your Knees Germany, a good documentary about Ert Zundel. Fantastic. Off Your Knees Germany on BitChute, you can find it. Mike, listen, I gotta move on, but thank you for the call.
Great.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we got the break here, so alright, we'll be right back, folks. And then we got Mern, Wisconsin calling too, after I do some commentary on some Holocaust commentary here. Holocaust commentary, sorry. Alright, be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range. 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
So about the hall, I just wanted to give after Mike's call, and he was giving us some information on one of RBN's. Just summarize it real quick. There's a there's an article in RBN, old article from 2016. It's called "British Ministry of Truth Said in 1944 That the Holocaust Must Be Created to Distract from USSR Massacres." So there you go. The British Ministry of Information, which we're call the Ministry of Truth. We see that exact same thing happen here. Misinformation. Oh, people spreading misinformation. People spreading misinformation. And these criminals that are up in these corporations that are pushing this Larry Fink Jewish agenda of it's obviously way bigger than Larry Fink. He's just a puzzle piece in the whole thing. They've been doing this forever. He's not running the show. Who is running the show? Who does run the show? Well, I don't really think it is anybody specific. I don't think they have a hierarchical thing. They have a loosely connected group called the Council of Presidents of 50 Major Jewish Organizations, And, you know, one good micro example of kind of, I think, how they come to consensus is you hear them often saying, rabbis can't agree on anything, but agree they did on this thing, whatever it is. The girl from HIAS, Hebrew International Aid Society, speaking about mass immigration into the U.S., keeping the borders open, and third world immigration into the U.S., unstoppable, unstopping, unlimited. And but agree they did, the rabbis. So everybody gets together, they have these big conventions, and they pretty much just, oh, they know, they just follow the protocols of Zion. And, okay, are we pretty much following the protocols of Zion? They probably don't even say the protocols of Zion. It's just ingrained in their Jewishness of what's to do next. There's really no question about it. You know, destroy every other country, destroy it so that we can take it over and take over the world and rule the world. Anybody that doesn't go along, death. Anybody who does is a slave, and we'll just use them as a slave. That's pretty much it. So as long as things kind of loosely fit along those lines, the whole thing goes in lockstep, really. So it's hard. I guess Rothschild is sort of, does the buck stop at Rothschild? Rothschild controlling all the banks and the money and the trillions, and Rothschild being behind BlackRock, the international central banking system that comprises the Federal Reserve. Think of it as like you pull the top off of you open up something in the ground, you pull the cover off something in the ground, you see this infestation of rats down in there. That's kind of like the visual I get when I think of the Federal Reserve. It's an international consortium of unanswerable central banks. And you think of these central banks are like sewers or like sewer systems that just go all over the planet. And sewage pumps through them. It's terrible, obviously. So my experience was, you know, David Cole, my experience of debunking the Holocaust was real easy. It was David Cole's video, that one he did, the greatest story of the century, or the video of the century. Fantastic work that he did in his early days before Irv Rubin got to him and beat him up, forced him to retract a lot of what he said, like a lot of other people were. Very sad. Bullied by the Jews and the Jewish mafia. The Holocaust Hoax Exposed by Victor Thorne. Good short book. Easy to read. Easy to get through. But there's also the Holocaust Handbooks, which is like a 40-book series, and it's got every single thing you could possibly want. You order that, I think you can get it for about $700 or something like that. You get the entire series, the Holocaust books. It includes Breaking the Spell. It includes the hoax of the 20th century. Breaking the Spell is another short one. It includes the Leuchter reports from Fred Leuchter. Who is the one who went over and examined the gas chambers and Ernst on the trial, thinking that he was going to find evidence. And when he went over, he was surprised to find that it was a hoax. No way it could have been. Rope gets a half hour break. And Merv, thank you for waiting. I'm going to get you on as soon as we come back from this break. But I just wanted to get in that. We're going to get into some more news, actually, in the second half here. Okay? Back in a minute. Stick around.
One shot at a time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. Hello. We're back. And I'm going to go ahead and take Murr in Wisconsin now. Murr, welcome.
Thank you. How are you, Billy? Billy Red Pilly? Check your email. I sent, I think you already got the article from RBN, whatever, but the source of it, I happened to come across it while you guys were talking, and so I put it in the mail to you. And, yeah, this bit with Nyquist, I call him Lyquist, okay? Jeremy didn't call in, you know, just out of the blue. No, Jeff went off on him and Patrick and everyone. 75% of RBN are anti-Semites and blah, 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 and all this nonsense. Yeah. Yeah, well, he treated me really rude, really mean-spirited, didn't, and cruel, you know, and I was just, you know, being myself and saying what I knew, right? Like, what the real names of some people are, like Marx is, you know, was Moses Mordecai Levy, and he just goes off. Oh, you're being anti-Semitic, because you say their real names. So I was wondering what was wrong with Fink, Larry Fink, why they didn't let him change his name, like, you know, Merrick Garland is Moshe Garfinkel. You know, so how come Larry Fink didn't get to change his name? But, yeah, so Jeff was doing this. So then Jeremy called in calm and everything, but took his opportunity there to get this debate thing going. So that was interesting. You know, I listened last night, and then this afternoon, you know, the second hour is when they record, and Jeff stayed over with him. And Jeff thanked Patrick for being open-minded. But he can't keep saying this thing, and I was thinking what you were said about Huxley. What was it, 62,400 times?
64,000 times and repeat a lie, it becomes a truth.
Right, right. So I guess he has a few more times to say it, Lyquist. But he says, Marx was raised a Christian. Okay? He says his mother was a Christian, so he was raised a Christian. So I guess he was there and knows that, right? You know how many of these people are crinos, you know, Christian in name only, where they'll, and conversos, and you know, I mean, Monero, right? You know Monero, right? Well, that means pig, right? And the Jews would take that, they would call them that, because they'd keep a pig roasted on their porch to show that they had given up their Jewish ways. But of course they hadn't. And speaking of Jewish ways, you know, on the solstice, this is a high holy day, satanic child sacrifice, right? Whether last night, tonight, or both, who knows? But the main place they do it is Denver. You know, the main uppity 13. They go to under the Navari in Denver. And on the, like, the next corner over is the Brown Palace Hotel. And they all come up there in their limousines. And they have their rooms. And they have a special elevator. And, you know, under the city there are tunnels where they used to roll the coal around. Okay? So they travel around through there. But someone even happened to see at Navari at 12:30 a.m. a baby-sized box being delivered. Yeah. So, yeah, but they're doing it all over the place. It's not just there. I mean, down under, don't get me started on the crazy flat earth nonsense. I wish people would spit that op out. That was a Jew op that was dropped in 2014, okay? So they're having the winter solstice down under, right? Well, they do it, too. You know, it's both summer and winter, and then there's the equinoxes. But the summer solstice in particular is the big high holy day. You know, but they do in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Biltmore. They do a sacrifice every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I got some more information recently.
A sacrifice of what?
A child. Or it might be an adult. They like to, like, grab a Christian woman that's out jogging, that kind of thing. I have to laugh because it's so disgusting. What are you going to do, cry every time? You know?
No, I believe this is true. Can you tell me what the source is for where you got this? I'm going to research it a little bit more.
Oh, I don't know.
I drawing it from different places or whatever, but.
Well, I'll tell you what. Try to use the Yandex search engine. That's a Russian search engine. Yandex, and just put in your searches. I don't even remember. I've been studying all this stuff for so long and finding stuff different places. But have you seen the video of the 150,000 Jews on July 3rd, 1933, Chicago's World Fair, Romance of a People, where they have a Moloch and they have an effigy, hopefully, of the child that they put in there, and then they scream like banshees and run around? Well, that was 101 days after March 24th, 1933, when Judea declared war on Germany, started boycotting her goods worldwide, right?
So is there a significance to the 101?
I don't know. If you find out, let me know. That's one of the symbolisms I've been digging into, because it's the same thing with LOL. It's the same thing. That is really important to them, this LOL. I don't know why, but it is. Yeah.
LOL, laugh out loud.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we think it is. But what do you sound like when you laugh? Do you sound LOL?
Well, I don't even laugh anymore. I just say LOL.
Right, you're right, exactly. So there's your brainwashing. But no, we say ha ha, right? So all these different chitangos and stuff, they would ban you for nonsense words if you put ha ha, but you can put LOL. You know, so that's why I like to get control of them, and then I can take that out there so you can put whatever you want in there, you know. So most of us say ha-ha now. I mean, there's something weird about that. I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of symbolism. And so what they do is cast spells, right? So there you have your spell, trying to make sure World War II goes off like they want, right? Well, this whole Divoke thing, COVID, Divoke, is a spell. A man named Bogdan Herzog in Romania put out an article in May 2020. I'll send that to you, too. And he shows how the pattern recognition See, you know, they write right to left, and we left left to right, you know, Hebrew, right? So Dibbuk, it breaks down to D-Y-B-B-U-K. You've probably heard this.
Right.
It's a demon.
Yeah, it's COVID backwards.
Right, but it's a demon on your back. That's what this whole spell is. And this whole virus thing, you know, if you think about it, I maybe told you, I've told different people, but I told them back in Stormfront when that was on, when this whole thing started in 2020, right? You know, why do people believe a virus can be everywhere at once? Because they think they put it in there, Bill Gates, right? Who's also a Jew, right? They put him up there as if some master, well, his viruses in his computers can be everywhere at once. So, yeah, a virus can be everywhere at once, right? So they get us subconsciously, and your subconscious directs your thought and action, 95% of it. So you got to be careful what you feed it, right?
Well, that's why they have the predictive programming in the movies. So they'll come out, and movies will come out, and there'll be previews of what they're planning to do, such as the Social Credit Score. I remember there was a Netflix series, and this is just one example. I mean, just do this. I'm sure you can come up with a bunch of them too, but the Netflix series where, I forget what it was called, Black Mirror or something, or maybe I don't remember, but this was years ago before I ever even woke up. This is probably a couple years before I woke up. And it was, they couldn't get anything because their social credit score was low because they had expressed anger or something, and some AI robot caught wind of it and deducted their credit score, so they couldn't get a ride. So they were left, their luck just went downhill. They were predictively programming us with this social credit score stuff, which we thought was Orwellian nonsense then. Well, we didn't even know what Orwell was. Well, maybe some of us. I didn't even know yet. I didn't know the book 1984 even until 2017.
You're an example of how, if you want to know, you will learn, right? See, gives me a lot of hope. But as far as their movies, their music, and their... I can't stand any of it anymore because I know just exactly what it's doing.
Yeah, I don't watch it either. It's just...
I've got birds singing. Who needs it, right?
You got to pay to brainwash yourself, too. Now,
what's that? You got
to. They make you pay to brainwash yourself. You don't even have to just turn on the free television where it comes from the airwaves anymore. You have to pay $150 a month so they can brainwash you. Yeah, that way you've invested in it, kind of like people invest in their education, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and, you're not going to change your mind now.
That's
not
right.
After that.
Yeah, just like
but
the, you
you've
know,
been
medical
put in debt
condition.
Forever for it, and you're on the hook for all that money.
Yeah, I don't have a TV.
With nothing? Yeah. You mean just to get brainwashed with nonsense? Oh, no. Don't try to convince them after that. They'll go postal on you.
William, you know, like in the medical profession, what do they have? They have them doing these internships where they're on their feet for like 15, 20 hours, right? That's another type of control, you know, brainwashing.
Well, they become completely desensitized to some horrific satanic abuse such as circumcision.
Exactly.
The doctor is completely desensitized to these kinds of things.
Don't get me started.
I mean, that's not even the worst of it.
Well, it's bad, though. I mean, you know, and they laugh, they'll make good soldiers. And they know they're breaking the bond between the mother and the baby. You know, they're destroying it. And then later, it messes up any kind of bond they might have with a mate.
Exactly.
And it's purposely done. You know, I had wised up at the time I had my son, and I said, nope. They said, you want him circumcised? Nope.
Good for
you. No. And he turned, what did he turn this year? 44.
Wow. Yep. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Did he get married and have kids?
Yeah, that was my youngest.
And they're still married?
Yeah, but it's an estranged relationship, and that's what it needs to be right now. But
there's all kinds of factors that play into. Yeah. But my theory is that if you're circumcised, your chance of having a successful marriage is going to be diminished.
Well, it's, you know, we don't even realize, and some fellas, they get a terrible rage. They have a terrible rage all their life, and they don't know why.
Yeah, I was one of them.
And you were saying about the Federal Reserve, and I'll send you a thing here, too, from Traficant, you know, Jim Traficant in 93 put in the correct congressional record what McFadden, Louis T. McFadden, was fighting about at the time, the actual time in 33, right, when Rosenfeld bankrupted the country in March 9, 1933, right?
Yeah, Rosenfeld, a.k.a. Roosevelt, yeah.
Yeah, Rosenfeld, right.
And confiscated everyone's gold.
Yep, but the Federal Reserve is under the International MOFU's Monetary Fund, right, and the World Bank.
Right.
And they choose, you know, they call the tune. They're the Pied Pipers. We have a democracy because they say so, and we are all enemies of the state, you know.
Right.
So it really does behoove you to switch your citizenship status from citizen to national. You know, learn about how to
do
that. Well,
so what benefit is, like, how are they going to respect that? Like, you go, oh, I'm not going to pay my taxes now because I'm, you know, I'm not a,
well,
I'm a national, I'm not a citizen. Or the IRS is going to go, oh, okay, well, we won't go and kick your door down and then.
Well, you have to study what you need to do. But you have to realize, too, each year we acquiesce to that. We agree. Okay, so.
And it's voluntary. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Right. So once you do that, you can choose to do a lot of things. You can get a passport or passport card for your ID,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of people, they're just traveling. They're not in commerce, so they don't want a driver's license. And
can you get a driver's license if you're a national?
Yeah, if you admit, say you're a resident. But see, that's the whole thing. You're neither a resident nor a citizen anymore. You're a national. Okay, so.
So you can't get a license?
But people have to if they're using it for commerce, you know. So it's kind of like the main thing is to learn about sending in the affidavit and do that. Be sure and do that. I will send you a clip, too. Sarah's story, it's 16 and a half minutes. I played it on my show, and you know, we've played it. It happened over there at Roger Sales, right? But it tells you how important this affidavit is. It kept their 16-year-old daughter out of the clutches of the CPS.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, so awesome. You have your own show still somewhere?
Yeah, I'm back on there at 2 p.m.
Where?
Central on Sunday. Yep.
Oh, on RBN?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, Sam asked
okay.
me if I wanted to come back. This time it's not just the limited promo thing. It's, you know, for the foreseeable future. And Dr. Day mm-hmm. is my third Sunday of the month guest. She was on last
week. No way.
Yeah.
She's going to be on or she was on?
She was on last week. But the deal is, here's what
I'll catch that for sure.
Here's what I thought, William. See, you know how
I got to have her on myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know how Andy Hitchcock has her on every first Tuesday.
I listened
right?
to all of those. That's actually where I really got to know her.
Yep.
Well, yeah, as I listened to a couple years ago, there were like 10 or 12, you know, 1 hour interviews, and mostly it was her talking about her book coming out, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. So it was all on BitChute, and I really got a lot out of listening to those.
Yeah. But, you know, his shows aren't archived anymore, so after about a month, you know, they slide off the page there, right? And I really liked this last one. So I had asked her if she would mind, you know, just shorten it a little bit, if she could reiterate that for my show. And then Sam just gave one, you know, put one commercial in there at the bottom of the hour so she could get as much in as possible. And then it's archived at RBN Archives. So we have it.
Ah, good.
And it's very good. You need to listen because it talks about Babylon in the physical, in the Old Testament, and then, you know, spiritually in the New Testament as it's going to fall, and how the water symbolizes the people, and that how once they get a full world government, it won't last but 15 days, and all the people of the world will pull away from them. That's the whole idea with the water. You know, in the Old Testament, it's a when the Medes and Persians came through and diverted the Euphrates, right, and then went on and bribed somebody to open the gate, the water gate there, and took over Babylon, right? So Babylon fell. So in the New Testament, it's going to be the people that will pull away from Babylon. They'll just realize how wicked it is. Everyone will. And they'll just.
Well, okay, let me relate what I know real quick. So you and I didn't intend for this to become a religious discussion on the Bible, but give me a minute. So. In the Revelation, it talks about what you're saying is that basically the Jezebel or whatever is the harlot that rides on the dragon is gonna, it represents sort of like, you know, Larry Fink's corporate America. And people are just going to stop buying their stuff, and they're going to just die, essentially. I think that's what it's mentioning. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they're going to pull away. See, the water, refers to the people, symbolizes the people of the world, right? And just like it was diverted at the Euphrates in the Old Testament, well, the people that are the water will pull away from Babylon, from the system, you know, because they can't take it anymore. It's just too evil.
Right, you know? Exactly. And that's what Lorraine Day is constantly talking about on her Bible studies, too, is people, you know, it has to get so bad that people will just say, well, I don't want this anymore. This is so bad that I don't want this evil anymore. Even the people perpetrating the evil will get to that point. It's eventually. But that everybody's got to reap what they've sown. There's no such thing as burning in hell for all eternity. I definitely believe that that's nonsense.
I'm glad you're receptive to this. A lot of people aren't receptive to this.
But you have to reap what you've sown. So it's not that you're going to get away with what.
Yes.
That's the other thing.
You want me to hang up? I'm using
stay over, Mer. We'll go on this break and we'll come back. All right, we'll be right back. Drugs.
For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
To change the world. Okay, we're back. We don't have much time. I got Mer in Wisconsin. Mer.
Yeah.
So where were we?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say, too, about the lake of fire thing we were talking about, physical and spiritual, right? And in Jeremiah, you know, Lord told them when they were burning their children, put this arm through the fire, he said, never entered my mind to burn people,
right. You
know, right? So there's not going to be any burning at the end of time. It will be a spiritual fire that will burn the sin out of us. We reap what we sow. I mean, he's a loving God. You know, in there they have fear, which actually should be reverence, right? And they have mercy as if he's mean, right? No, it's loving kindness. And sometimes they do have actual loving kindness. And just like...
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to ask you a question, okay? And it's it pertains to the... So in the Bible, it does say there's 3.5 years, there's 42 months when, you know, pretty much Satan will rule the planet, right? Well, then I hear about this 2 weeks. So which one is it?
Well,
is it 42 months or is it the 2 weeks?
Well, see, it's 42 months, and it's also called 2160 days. And that refers to the righteous people, the good people, because of the daytime and the light, right? And 42 months refers to nighttime by the moon, right? So a lot of them try to say there's 7 years of tribulation. They add it together. But those are the same number. It's 3.5 years. And I'm not remembering exactly how she goes about telling the rest of it, because then it does have another, like, what is it? 75 or 90 days or something, I think. That's in there, too. So, yeah, I'd have to look at that again. Yeah. But,
yeah, I got that. I need to get that question answered. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll send it to you if I find where she has it written down, or I'll look it up and write it down myself. Yeah.
So you've got your own show now on Sundays at 2.
Yes, sir.
Right? Sundays at 2. So you're back on RBN. You were a host years ago, right? Were you a host? And when did you stop?
Just last year. It started last year. They gave me a spot, and I was trying to, you know, help promo sell airtime. So that went from November 20th until January 29th, and there was a two-week break there for the holidays, right? And so then here in June, Sam asked me if I wanted to start it back up again, and, you know, I thought about it and prayed about it, and I was thinking, what do I talk about? And I'm like Jesus smacked me upside the head and says, you know what you're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about all this stuff with the children, right? And it's not just the trafficking and the sex trafficking and organs. It's adrenochrome. I'll send you that information, too, because do you know that it comes down to $54 million per ounce? See?
No, I did not know that.
And this stuff is what...
What do they use for a dose?
I don't know exactly how much, but they do it by milligram mostly, you know, so there's like 28 milligrams in an ounce and stuff. So, but you know, by a milligram, it's almost as much as gold is by an ounce, you know, gold is like 1965. But the whole point is this whole financial system, this whole system is built on satanic child sacrifice. Yeah,
that's
and it's always
so
been
insane,
like that.
Isn't
that's why they were expelled 1,031 times.
Right.
Well,
we're
thank
at
you.
The end. Yeah, thanks so much for calling in. I really enjoyed the discussion with you. Call in again, and we'll discuss more. I'm going to tune into your show. Please
thank
come
you.
Back. Tune into Jeffrey Bennett. Got the next show here. And tune into Jeremy and I's show tomorrow night in plain sight, and me on the Punch Bowl on Friday night. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Next time.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.